This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. That's my love.
All right, and for today's Feel Good Friday segment, I'm going to bring in now Whitney Bernard. Now, Whitney is the development director of Cat Haven here in Baton Rouge. Whitney, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
So we do this segment every Friday called Feel Good Friday. And what I do is I take nominations from folks who want to have a nonprofit in our area recognized, you know, for a specific reason, but it doesn't have to be. Well, we got several entries in for Cat Haven, and you guys were selected to be featured today by a woman by the name of Stephanie Thorne, who said they help find homes for cats that otherwise would not be adopted. My last two kittens have come from there, and my mother has adopted two cats from there. Another entry from a woman by the name of Susan Pierce says that they have helped so many animals and could really use all the support that you can get these cats adopted. So you got a lot of love out there for sure over at Cat Haven.
That's so heartwarming and inspires us to keep doing what we do.
Absolutely. So. This is awesome. So tell us about Cat Haven. I know you guys have been around for years, but tell us a little bit about your cat rescue organization.
So we started in 1999 as a small grassroots organization that we were solely fosters and volunteers. We had no facility. And then over the past two decades, we have grown into what we are now. We have five full-time employees. We also have part-time employees, volunteers, fosters, and we have our own adoption center. Our mission is to lead Baton Rouge in becoming a no-kill community for cats and kittens by providing care, shelter, adoption services, as well as advocating for routine spay and neutering for population control. We were actually the first rescue organization in Baton Rouge to spay and neuter all pets before having them adopted into new families. And with that, we see a lowered euthanasia rate, and that's really what we're trying to do. Our no-kill mission is really, really powerful and impactful, and that's why we get up and we rescue the kitties that we know should have another chance at finding a loving home.
That's phenomenal. So I guess I didn't realize that you guys have a facility and you're open 6 days a week?
We're actually open 7 days a week. So on Mondays through Saturdays, we're open to the public from 12 to 6, and on Sunday from 12 to 4.
Well, are there any kittens that you would like to, or cats that you would like to spotlight in particular for the purpose of this interview today?
Oh my goodness, there's so many. But one today, that since you're asking, we had a litter of kittens that were born about 5 months ago, actually, at Cat Haven. They were born in my office. So they were my office kitties for a while, so I grew super attached to them. And all but one has found a forever home. And this little girl, if you meet her, her name is French Toast, and she is so sweet. She hides under, a hidey hole or a blanket, but as soon as you take her out and pick her up, she is just a love bug. She just wants to be held. She wants to curl up on your neck. She's a little curious and playful and, you know, like kittens are, but most of all, she's a lover and she just wants to be held. So I would really like to see her find a home because I know she's missing her litter mates and she's ready to find her family.
And I'm looking at a picture here on your social media accounts of French Toast. Tell us how we can find you on your socials.
So we are on Facebook, and you can look up Cat Haven Baton Rouge. And then we are also on Instagram under Cat Haven BR.
So how are things going? If someone's listening right now and they are moved to help out Cat Haven, you know, what would you say, aside from adoptions, of course, is a great way to do that?
Yeah, well, our volunteers are pivotal in what we do, and they help us accomplish so much. So definitely giving back by volunteering or fostering would be great. And we have a ton of different volunteer opportunities. That way, there's a fit for everyone. So you could come in, you can help clean cages, feed the animals. You can also be a kitty counselor and try and help our less socialized and more kind of scaredy cat kitties come out of their shell, which we have some volunteers that do that, that do amazing work. The cats just turn into completely different cats. So there are various different opportunities that people can get involved, and they can also look on our website at cathaven.org/volunteer.
Once again, chatting with Whitney Bernard. She's the development director for Cat Haven here in Baton Rouge. Whitney, tell me about the Betty White Challenge.
Oh, so Betty White, she has touched so many people, and everybody loves her for various reasons. So the Betty White Challenge has taken off, and I'd say it's really nationwide now, and it just is encouraging people, since Betty White was such a huge animal advocate and did so much, you know, just helping save animals and also impacting their care. So it is just encouraging people to donate $5 for her 100th birthday to an animal shelter or a rescue like Cat Haven, to help us continue fulfilling our mission in her memory. And we are participating in that challenge. And since her birthday is this coming Monday, our challenge has started and it's going to be going until next Sunday, the 23rd, I believe. And our goal is to raise $2,500. And if people want to donate $5, they can text Betty White with no spaces to the number 26989.
Betty White to 26989 to make a $5 donation, correct?
Yeah, and that would be super helpful, impactful, and just allows us to know that we can continue fulfilling our mission through 2022. And now this year is even more special because of Betty White, and it's her 100th birthday, and it's at the beginning of the year. So we're going to be doing a lot of things in her memory this year to try and keep her legacy going.
Do you have any events that you would like to highlight coming up?
So we are planning this year, and we have some exciting things coming up. So we have an online Mardi Gras photo contest in February that's coming up. That's always fun, cute to look at pictures of the cats dressed up and with the Mardi Gras theme. Also in March, we are going to be having an event at Topgolf. This is actually going to be our first Putt for Paws. It was supposed to be a couple years back, but COVID pushed it back a few years, so that is going to be after Mardi Gras, and space will be limited, so we will be posting details on that on our website coming soon, and also on our social media on how to get involved in that.
Well, Whitney, you are so very well spoken on your organization, Cat Haven, and I have known of you, and I'm sure that I would be surprised if anybody listening right now hasn't heard of you, and the wonderful things that you do for the cats and the kittens here in our Baton Rouge area. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just that we are so grateful for the support that we get through from our community, and then also the stories that we hear from adopters after, how we're not just adopting companions and pets. We get people who use the kitties that they adopt from us, and they use them as emotional support animals. And we've had a story of a girl who, the front of her house was catching on fire, and the cat ran to the back and was meowing and helped get her out of the house. And literally, the girl says the cat literally saved her life. So it is so much more, and we love helping the community and the cats, and we just love what we do.
Well, as part of being featured on the Home Bank Feel Good Friday, Home Bank is going to give Cat Haven a donation, and my company, the Guarantee Foundation, is also going to match that. So we'll help you get closer to your goal before January 23rd.
Oh, thank you all so much. That's so exciting.
You're so welcome, Whitney. Thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you so much. Hope you have a great day and a great weekend.
Whitney Bernard with Cat Haven. Go see a picture of French toast on their Facebook page, which is Cat Haven Baton Rouge. You can also find them on IG at Cat Haven Beyond.